This is Health Matters reporting on common foods, beverages, and conditions that can elevate blood sugar levels.
When you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, it's helpful to know what can cause a spike in your blood sugar. At the same time, it's important to know that each person with diabetes reacts differently to foods and beverages, so how the information presented here applies to each individual will vary according to metabolism and other body factors.
Caffeine can cause a temporary rise in blood sugar. Any kind of caffeine, coffee, black tea, green tea, and energy drinks. It doesn't matter if your coffee is black with no sugar. It's the caffeine that can cause a rise. Caffeine delivers the good and the bad, however. There are some compounds in caffeine that can prevent type 2 diabetes in healthy people.
The common cold can cause a blood sugar upswing. That's because a blood sugar rise can be associated with the immune response. The rise may also be a reaction to antibiotics and nasal decongestants. These are temporary upswings. Staying well hydrated helps.
Some cold medicines have a little sugar or alcohol in them. If you have a blood sugar problem, you'll want to skip products that contain them. Antihistamines do not cause a blood sugar problem, but many over-the-counter cold meds do, so check with your pharmacist before buying them.
Some prescription medications cause blood sugar levels to rise, steroids for example. Prednisone is prescribed for arthritis, asthma, and many other conditions, but steroid drugs like prednisone can boost blood sugar and even trigger diabetes in some people.
Presumably, your doctor knows this and will not prescribe them if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic. The concern here is that some steroids can actually trigger diabetes. Diuretics or water pills are another prescription drug that can trigger diabetes. But water pills are important medication for people with high blood pressure, so it's a balancing act. Antidepressants are associated with blood pressure spikes. But in this case, the action can work either way, causing low blood sugar in some people.
Birth control pills that contain estrogen can affect the way your body handles insulin. Nonetheless, oral contraceptives are considered safe for women with diabetes. The American Diabetes Association recommends a combination pill that uses synthetic estrogen. They say that birth control shots and implants are safe for women with diabetes. Although they can affect blood sugar, the impact is not considered harmful.
What surprises me the most is sugar-free foods can cause upswings. If you think sugar-free items help lower blood sugar levels, think again. The reason is simple enough. Sugar-free foods still have lots of carbohydrates in them. Even sweeteners like sorbitol and xylitol can boost blood sugar levels. True, these artificial sweeteners have fewer carbs than sugar, but they still have carbs, enough to cause a jump.
If you want to know how a food affects you, check your blood sugar about 2 hours after you eat. If you've just eaten sweet and sour chicken or Chinese dumplings, you'll find your blood sugar has risen. The reason is the combination of high fat and carbohydrates. Pizza and French fries will do the same thing, as will foods we buy on the fly for a quick breakfast, such as bagels and cream cheese or croissants.
The biggest surprise for me was that stress can elevate blood sugar. Here's why. When you're under stress, your body releases hormones that can trigger a blood sugar rise. This is more common with people who have type 2 diabetes. Learning how to relax can have a very beneficial impact on this. Deep breathing and exercise are highly recommended.
Stress is primarily a state of mind, which is why exercise helps. But even chores can help, especially ones that take you outdoors for some fresh air, like mowing the lawn or weeding the garden or raking leaves.
A good thing to bear in mind as well is that certain foods lower blood sugar levels. Yogurt, for example, which improves digestion. But if you like your yogurt sweetened or with fruits, you'll need to count the carbs.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Toshana Moon, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.